local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome into another hour of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Happy Monday. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Perhaps your weekend plans included Oppenheimer or Barbie, or maybe even both. If you saw them, let us know what you thought. 850-437-1620. Spent all week last week under the assumption that Gracie was going to see the Barbie movie, because that's what she said. Only to find out this afternoon that, she pulled the switcheroo, went and saw Oppenheimer in the theater. Not in IMAX, just the standard high definition, just the lame version.
Yeah.
How was the atomic bomb going off
the movie? It was good. It was a really good movie, and I felt like the whole time, it was a little bit long, but I felt engaged the whole time. It wasn't like, okay, like, I don't know. There was no really, like, big lulls. The bomb was awesome. It was really loud. I know I've mentioned this before. Like, my boyfriend, he broke his ankle.
Right.
So we had to sit in, like, the handicap section because he has a scooter. Yeah, it was really embarrassing. But it was so loud. Like, I don't know if the speakers are right near that section.
Right by his chair, yeah.
Yeah, it was so loud. So, but it was awesome. It was, like, really good. So
very cool.
I'm excited for you to see it.
Yeah,
too.
I'm excited as well. I will not lower my movie theater standards.
Don't.
I will see it in IMAX, so hopefully soon. But it looks like it may not be until next weekend, but I am very excited there. 5:13, we'll get to our top three stories today. And before moving on to some local headlines as well, plenty going on the roads this afternoon as well. Gracie will have the latest in a couple of minutes. We start in the state of Texas, where no signs that they are complying with the federal government demand to dismantle a floating border wall. The system of buoys, which is floating in the Rio Grande near the town of Eagle Pass, has the support of the Border Patrol Union.
Hopefully he's on to something here, and other states will stand up and start doing something similar along their borders.
And Texas and Governor Greg Abbott now face legal action under a 2:00 Eastern time deadline that was set by the Department of Justice.
Also, U.S. officials are still trying to make contact with the American soldier who crossed into North Korea. The State Department spokesman, Matthew Miller, told reporters that Washington has reached out to determine the whereabouts of Private Travis King, and information on his safety, but there has been no response from North Korea.
And an Israel protester rocking the country after Parliament passed a law weakening the country's Supreme Court. Protesters are critical of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for pushing for the law.
They say judicial overhaul is riding the wave of the corruption.
And the vote comes after lawmakers opposed to the bill stormed out of the chamber today, leading to the, quote, unanimous vote. The measure removes the court system's ability to strike down unreasonable government decisions. Those are our top three stories today. 5:15, Gracie has an update on the roads and our weather.
Well, we are still seeing slow-moving traffic on 98 westbound. This is due to an accident. It's in Navarre, just off of Harvest Village Core. Expect some delays. We do have some slowdowns there. But other than that, we are starting to look good on our roads. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays throughout Pensacola. We have some typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest. But other than that, looking good. If you see something else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111 with your traffic details. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
The weather for the rest of this week and on into the weekend as well will be about the same, and it's really pretty typical for this time of the year. We'll have high temperatures in the low 90s. Each day there's a chance for a pop-up shower or storm, but that rain chance is only around 20%. And overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is a low of 75 this evening, with it being 89 in Pensacola right now, 90 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze, and a heat index of 91. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Local headlines. We'll start in Santa Rosa County, where this morning the county commission setting their agenda for Thursday. And the commissioner seemed poised to vote against a plan they say would severely limit boaters in the Gulf. This all stems from a petition NOAA put out in April to protect Rice's whales.
I'm very concerned that that NOAA's efforts right now to put a basically a huge area of the Gulf of Mexico and say that you can have no nighttime boat travel is probably a little extreme.
And the proposal would establish a year-round 10-knot vessel speed limit in waters between 100 and 400 meters deep from Pensacola to just south of Tampa. There would also be an additional 10 kilometers around that area called a vessel slowdown zone, which is where night transits would be banned. The commissioners will vote Thursday to pass a resolution opposing NOAA's plan. Local teachers joining a chorus nationwide and calling out Florida's updated standards when it comes to teaching African American history. The benchmarks include language about how slaves develop skills that could be applied for personal benefit, as well as acts of violence against and by African Americans.
They're trying to beautify something that was not beautiful in our history.
Darzell Warren talked to Channel 3. She's been a member of the state's African American History Task Force, and she says the recommendations that task force made have largely been ignored. A pretty violent weekend in Escambia County. Three separate unrelated shootings. A Pensacola man now charged with homicide after allegedly shooting and killing a man in the parking lot of Sam's Lounge. That happened Friday night. 39-year-old Michael Rodriguez is charged. Later that morning, a woman turned up at Sacred Heart Hospital with a gunshot wound to the face. 35-year-old man Joshua Birch was arrested at a home on L Street in that case. And then also Sunday morning, a man arrested after allegedly shooting his roommate during an argument over bills. That happened on DeLuna Drive. 34-year-old Desmond Vinson is now facing felony aggravated battery charges. We heard from Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson this morning. He talked about the death last week of prominent local figure Stephen Jernigan, and he tells us that there are now 10 homicides so far in Santa Rosa County this year, a far higher number than normal.
Unfortunately, this has been a really bad year for Santa Rosa County. We normally, in a normal year, we'll have three or four homicides, and I think Stephen Jernigan made either our ninth or 10th. And it's mostly domestic related, you know, families and stuff, so it's impossible to prevent.
And Johnson says, despite the high caseload, the major crimes unit has solved all of the cases that they've had to investigate this year. And in Pensacola downtown, a 19-year-old man accused of attacking a person with a machete at a bar last night. He's identified as Andrew Ryder. Happened at the Old Hickory Whiskey Bar, Pensacola Police Spokesman Mike Wood.
No, it's not common. Going downtown is very safe. If you look at the days that go by all the time where there's no incidents compared to the very few where there are, police are down there all the time. We have officers assigned downtown and are able to respond quickly.
And officers were able to take Ryder into custody after using a taser. He's now held on a $172,000 bond. Finally, in Santa Rosa County, ribbon-cutting ceremony is scheduled for Friday afternoon at 2 to celebrate Wallace Lake K-8 School, the district's newest facility there. It's located at 3354 Wallace Lake Road. Again, that taking place Friday at 2. The week after, there will be a open house for parents and students. 520, we'll take a break. We've got state headlines coming up on a Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever feel powerless? Powerless to change your circumstances? So did the man at the Pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. This man had an infirmity that rendered him powerless for 38 years. Do you know what changed everything for this man? It was the day he met Jesus. The powerless man met the powerful Son of God. Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately this man picked up his bed and walked for the first time in 38 years. I don't know what it is that's making you feel powerless, whether it's financial, physical, or relational, but I do know that the all-powerful God can meet your need if you'll put your faith in Him.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Monday, great start to your week. Make sure to tune into Pensacola Morning News and right here on Pensacola Right Now for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see KC and the Sunshine Band performing at the Sanger Theater on August 27th. Looks like we'll have some tickets during tomorrow's show, so make sure to tune in for that. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays or slowdowns on 98 in Navarre have finally cleared up. We still have typical afternoon traffic in both directions on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10, but other than that, we're looking pretty good. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather, we do have a low of 75 this evening with decreasing clouds. It's 89 right now in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of only 91. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at some state headlines today. So back to school shopping in full swing. We're about, what, 2 or 3 weeks away from kids returning to the classrooms? I don't know if teachers are back already or not. But
I think Tanner Studer said 17 days.
17? Okay. So yeah, a couple weeks. So the back-to-school sales tax holiday around Florida is now underway. Shoppers won't have to pay the sales tax on most school supplies, selling for $50 or less. Also included are learning aids and jigsaw puzzles costing $30 or less. You also have clothing, footwear for $100 or less, and computers and related accessories costing $1,500 or less as well. The tax holiday runs through August 6th.
Also, police in Miami say they ended a standoff yesterday with an armed man holding hostages on a yacht. The yacht owner reportedly chartered the vessel to a group of at least 17, but when it was time to return to the dock, they allegedly held the captain at gunpoint, demanding for their money back. No details on any arrest have been released, but the situation did end safely.
Miami-Dade Police Director Freddie Ramirez was hospitalized in critical condition. FDLE Commissioner Mark Glass says this all began when Tampa police were called to a domestic dispute at a hotel where Ramirez was attending a conference.
No arrests were made, and Director Ramirez left the hotel traveling on Interstate 75. Shortly thereafter, he pulled off to the side of the road around mile marker 244. The preliminary, and I say preliminary, investigation shows Director Ramirez suffered from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
And Ramirez in critical but stable condition and is expected to survive. Glass says law enforcement is a stressful and demanding career, and it's important to remember Ramirez has devoted nearly 30 years to keeping the people of Miami-Dade safe.
Also, the Coast Guard is searching for a man they believe jumped off a Carnival cruise ship off the coast of Florida. So the 30-year-old passenger's relatives reported him missing yesterday afternoon, and security video shows him jumping off the Carnival cruise ship and appears to show the man jumping from about 95 miles off the coast of Melbourne. The ship was returning to Florida after wrapping up a four-day trip to the Bahamas at the time of the incident.
Presidential candidate Chris Christie coming after Governor Ron DeSantis for not taking responsibility for new slavery curriculum that was enacted last week in Florida.
He only started to focus on this when he decided he wanted to run for president and try to get to the right of Donald Trump.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Christie says DeSantis's claims that he wasn't involved in the decision are not only false, but not the words of leadership.
The National Hurricane Center is now monitoring a second disturbance in the Atlantic. The good news is that forecasters are giving the low pressure near 0% chance of developing over the next 48 hours and only 20% chance of formation over the next 7 days. It is located a few hundred miles off of Bermuda. Meanwhile, the first disturbance east of Windward Islands is expected to produce local heavy rain and strong gusts of winds across portions of the Lesser Antilles, but a formation chance through the next 7 days is low at only 20%.
Yeah, and so those two disturbances that we were talking about there, both good news on that. Also, Don actually became a hurricane, which I was a little surprised to hear that. I mean, of course, you know, not a whole lot of attention paid to it just because it's just kind of spinning out in the north central Atlantic. It wasn't going to hit any land or whatever, but that did become a hurricane. So another named storm, another hurricane that doesn't do anything. So far so good, crossing our fingers that it remains that way through Atlantic hurricane season. But we're almost to August, and peak hurricane season still coming up. 5:30 right now. Your Money Now is coming up, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management.
News. I'm John Saucier. The Biden administration suing Texas over some new border barriers installed by the state. Governor Greg Abbott trying to keep migrants from entering the country. The Republican putting up razor wire, deploying massive buoys on the Rio Grande, and bulldozing border islands within the river. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is a president that has taken action from day one and has continued to show what he can do to help deal with the border situation. But, you know, Governor Abbott is not about that.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on Fox News talking about Donald Trump's lead among Republicans running for president.
I think the polls at this point really just display one clear message, which is everybody knows Donald Trump. They don't know all the rest of us.
Six Republican presidential hopefuls have qualified so far for the August debate stage, which, by the way, will be on Fox as America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Whirlpool is out with what appear to be mixed quarterly results. Earnings and adjusted profit of $4.21 a share handily beat expectations, but revenue at the maker of KitchenAid, Maytag, and other appliances, $4.79 billion, came up a tad short. In response, Whirlpool shares are down about 1% in late trading. Shares of Cadence Design are sliding 4.25%. The design automation software maker's results disappointed. Stocks rose in the day's regular session, with the Dow Industrials gaining 183 points to notch an 11th straight advance. If you have one of those National Day calendars, you may have noticed today is National Tequila Day, and that particular spirit has grown significantly in recent years. U.S. sales up 7.3% last year, up another 6% so far this year. In addition to sales of the spirit itself, canned cocktails like Jose Cuervo sparkling margaritas and tequila-infused seltzers from High Noon, Topo Chico, and others are also doing very well. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority. Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Teams around baseball are putting together their Shohei Ohtani trade packages as we speak, but they might be wasting their time. The Angels are four games out of the wild card. There's a good chance that owner Artie Moreno doesn't want to be the guy to trade Shohei, especially if he's going to be chasing Aaron Judge's AL home run record. Maybe the prospects they'd get in trade would be great, but the team could easily take their chances and keep their all-time player, at least for the short term. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Girls
It's Pensacola Right Now with News Radio 92.3, Joe and Gracie on a Monday. Hope you're having a fabulous start to your week. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have bands on the beach. That's every Tuesday night, thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority. Going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7. Weather's supposed to be really nice this week. It's supposed to be great tomorrow. And Wester is taking the stage. Wester is a new brother-sister country music duo of Pearl Clarkson's and Rafe Wester, born and raised on Pensacola Beach. They are packed with fun, fresh, and explosive punch for the young country music audience. So it should be a lot of fun. Again, that's 7 o'clock tomorrow, Pensacola Beach at the Gulfside Pavilion. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get our national headlines. We do have some slowdowns on I-10. That's going to be I-10 westbound right after the I-110 ramp. So if you do see some slowdowns there, don't have a lot of details on what's causing the slowdowns, but there is going to be a small patch of delays right there. But if you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line 850-262-6111 with your details. For weather, we are looking great this week. Really no high chances of rain all throughout this work week. Coming up tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 93 and sunny skies, decreasing clouds for tonight with a low of 75. It's 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 91. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Text line is always open as well, 850-437-1620. Always appreciate the text that we receive. I've gotten a good number of alerts on the roads as well, so we appreciate those. Looking at some national headlines, we start in Alabama, where the Alabama woman who disappeared for 2 days and claimed she was kidnapped has admitted it was all made up.
My client did not see a baby on the side of the road. My client did not leave the Hoover area when she was identified as a missing person. My client did not have any help in this incident. My client was not with anyone from the time she was missing.
That was Hoover Police Chief Nick Derzis reading the statement from Carly Russell's attorney this afternoon. He said that Russell had originally agreed to a second interview, but then they received the statement from her attorney instead.
Also, a woman is dead after what's being described as an apparent bear encounter near Yellowstone National Park. So officials say that a body was found on Saturday on the Buttermilk Trail of Buttermilk Trail west of West Yellowstone, Montana. Authorities say grizzly bear tracks were found at the scene.
In Maricopa County, Arizona, it's so hot there. People are being brought into emergency rooms with significant and at times even life-threatening burns after they've simply fallen on the ground. Dr. Kevin Foster with the Arizona Burn Center says while they anticipate cases like these, the number of patients and the severity of injuries is really unusual.
Really crazy. Also coming out of Ohio use of force board is reviewing the 4th of July incident in which a police officer's canine dog attacked an unarmed black man. So that happened in Circleville, Ohio. So both the Circleville, Ohio mayor and police chief say that they expect the results to happen at the end of the month. A video shows authorities pursuing a 23-year-old Jadarius Rose in a lengthy vehicle chase. Rose is later seen on the video surrendering to the authorities with his hands up. A state trooper is heard warning, "Do not release the dog with his hands up," but it's not clear if the state trooper heard what the officer said.
Democrats calling on Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell to end a Senator Tommy Tuberville hold on military promotions. Tuberville has been blocking the promotion of hundreds of generals and admirals over his opposition to the Pentagon's policy to pay travel expenses for service members who travel out of state for abortions.
The IRS is ending an unannounced visit to taxpayers. So the agency says it's looking to enhance safety measures and continues to ease confusion among taxpayers. Revenues officials typically visit homes and businesses to collect unpaid taxes, according to the IRS. The announcement says that except for a few unique circumstances, that decades-long practice is going to come to an end, and instead those taxpayers are going to get mailed a letter to schedule appointments.
Sports news today. It is, I believe, the first time this season that the Braves, Rays, and Marlins all have the same day off. So a little bit of a light schedule on baseball today. Two games on ESPN Plus just underway. The Orioles and Phillies started at 5:40. Also later in an hour, the Twins and Mariners are also on ESPN Plus at 6:40. Yesterday, the National Baseball Hall of Fame inducting their two newest members, first baseman Fred McGriff and third baseman Scott Rolen. Congratulations to those two. NFL news, C.J. Stroud, the Texans' rookie quarterback, agreeing to a fully guaranteed contract today worth about $36 million. The Vikings' rookie wide receiver, who was cited for driving 140 miles per hour last week, says he was doing it because his dog was having an emergency at home. Jordan Addison was clocked going 140 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone just after 3 o'clock Thursday morning. Health, Business, and Science notes today. UPS and the Teamsters Union will return to the bargaining table this week. Contract negotiations resuming tomorrow are aimed at avoiding a strike by 340,000 UPS workers. The Teamsters' five-year labor deal with the shipping giant expires at the end of the month. A strike of such magnitude could paralyze many supply chains and do tremendous harm to the economy.
Another interest rate hike is on the horizon. The Federal Reserve will meet tomorrow and Wednesday in Washington, D.C., with a rate discussion coming up after the second day. So last month's policymakers pressed pause on the rate hikes for the first time in 15 months.
Americans are not using their gift cards.
Almost half of us, in fact, have at least one unused gift card or voucher or store credit.
That's Ted Rossman with Bankrate, says their data suggests there's about $23 billion worth of gift cards waiting to be spent in America. But Rossman says if you have gift cards to stores you don't like, you have options. You can re-gift them, give them to charity, or even sell them online to one of the websites that pay up to 80% of the face value for your unwanted gift cards. Gracie, are you a non-user of gift cards, or are you pretty good about making sure they're all spent?
I love gift cards. Use it like right when I get it. So I know people are like, oh, I get them and I just forget to use them.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not that.
I am generally not that way. I like to use them as soon as I can, especially if they're stores that I like, or I will just give them to my wife or somebody if I know that they like a particular store. If you can call this a problem, I would say my problem would be that, you know, if it's a $50 balance and I use like $42 of it,
yeah,
I usually just completely forget about the other $8 that may come in handy down the road.
Yeah. So. No, definitely depends on the score, the store. Like if I have a Chick-fil-A gift card, that's not even lasting 24 hours,
yeah.
I feel like.
that's lunch that day.
Yeah, exactly. Also, some new news coming from Twitter. Well, Elon Musk is getting rid of the Twitter bird logo. He made the announcement in a pair of tweets early on Sunday. Fast forward to today, there's a new black and white X logo that users are going to see. So X.com now points people to Twitter.com. The rebranding concedes with the fact that Twitter officially changed its business name to X Corp after Musk bought the company back in October. So if you go online, it does have the X on the website.
Yeah.
Apps aren't updated yet on your phone, though.
Correct. Trader Joe's issuing a nationwide recall of two of its cookie products because they may contain rocks. One of the products is almond windmill cookies with a sell-by date between October 19th and 21st. The other is dark chocolate chunk almond cookies with a sell-by date between October 17th and the 21st.
Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together at 5:45. We are looking good on 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. We have a small patch of traffic on I-10. That's I-10 westbound getting off of I-110 northbound. If you see anything else on the roads, make sure to call the traffic line 850-226-2611. For weather, we're going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
As we head through the rest of this week, the weather really will be quite similar. Every day, some sunshine, a few clouds, and just a small chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. Each day, that rain chance runs at about 20%. Highs will be mainly in the low 90s with overnight lows down in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 91. Also, this traffic and weather is brought to you by FDOT. Find traffic info this hurricane season at FL511.com. It's hurricane season. Are you prepared? Keep FL511.com in your emergency toolkit to help see traffic info before and after a storm. This is a message from FDOT. I'm Grace on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. You can add this to the long list of things that doctors never imagined they'd have to tell patients. Well, they're now telling patients that you cannot and do not eat or drink borax. So a TikTok trend is going around suggesting that adding just a pinch of 20 meal team borax to water can help relieve joint pain. Well, many of the same TikTok videos claim that taking a bath while soaking in borax helps detoxify the body. Doctors are saying that consuming this borax can cause blue or green vomit and diarrhea, and can eventually, lead to some other health complications as well.
Yeah, see, anemia and seizures.
Yikes.
All for a TikTok trend to a detox. No thanks.
Yeah.
Researchers releasing details on just how hot the inside of your car can get on a summer day. They tested 6 different cars parked in the sun on a 100-degree day. After an hour, just an hour, the steering wheels averaged 127 degrees. The seats were 123 degrees on average, and the dashboard was at 157. To put it in perspective, 111 degrees is when we start to feel pain. First-degree burns can happen at 118, and second-degree burns are possible at 130 degrees. The only question I have about this survey is, why didn't they test the metal part of the seatbelt? Because that is, maybe they said we cannot count, there is not a thermometer on this earth that exists with the capability of measuring how hot that gets.
Yeah. But. Oh my goodness, that's crazy. I believe it though. TikTok is now supporting text posts. So the social media platform is now rolling out a new feature that allows creators to share things like lyrics, stories, and recipes. This new addition to TikTok comes after Meta launched its Threads app earlier this month to compete with Twitter.
I'm going to have to look into that. So does that mean that instead of just posting a video, that I can just post like a text that will be like a video form? Or... I don't know how that works. I'm going to have to look into the TikTok app and see what's up on that.
Yeah.
Pop culture notes today are now officially in Shark Week, the Discovery Channel's annual celebration of the ocean's top predator. It's the 25th year of the event. This time around features Jason Momoa, the hosting. Programming starts each night at 7 o'clock our time on the Discovery Channel or streaming online at Discovery Plus and Max.
Also, the Meta Millions jackpot, or the Mega Millions jackpot, is closing on $1 billion. So no one won Friday's drawing, making tomorrow's drawing worth at least $820 million and the fifth largest Mega Millions jackpot ever. The lump sum is the lump sum on a $820 million jackpot is $422 million before taxes.
Finally, actors are planning for a major rally in the epicenter of New York City tomorrow. Those on strike will take to Times Square for the rally dubbed Rock the City for a Fair Contract. Actors have been on strike since July 14th, joining writers who have been on the picket line since May. That's a look at your pop culture notes. We'll take a break and come back with some wacky and weird headlines and good news to finish hour number two. Happy Monday. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
On News Radio 92.3. Hope you've had a good Monday so far. Weather looks pretty nice this week. Not going to be nearly as hot, it looks like. And rain, it'll come and go, sporadic, but should see mostly sunshine. And this time, it looks for now anyway, that it will go through the weekend as well. So that's nice. So the weekend wasn't too bad. I mean, we did have some storms flare up here and there, but overall, not too bad. We'll get an update on the roads and weather coming up here in just a matter of moments. Looking at some wacky and weird headlines in Pennsylvania, a 24-year-old man named DeQuai Jackson ordered 3 cakes from a grocery store with photos of himself printed on them. Then he went through the self-checkout and did not pay for them, which were worth about $90. Police are still looking for him, but it's only a matter of time. They ID'd him based on surveillance, one, and number two, the photos that he submitted for the cakes. 2 years ago, he was caught stealing $1,000 worth of Yankee candles from a CVS.
Super weird. Also, another weird just product coming out. It's called a Facekini. So Facekinis are becoming all the rage in China, apparently. Because of the excessive heat there, some people are opting in for a full head and face mask that has openings at the eyes, the nose, and the mouth. They say that it can help protect you from the heat, but also is handy for, if anyone asks you to star in a low-budget Spider-Man or Deadpool, you'll already have a good mask with you.
That's exactly what it looks like.
So you'll be good to go.
Also, several towns and cities in France, Spain, and the UK are using DNA testing to track down irresponsible pet owners. They have programs that require pet owners to have their dogs' genetics registered and logged into a database that can be accessed by the authorities for several reasons, including tracking poo that's left out in public. People can then collect poo in the streets and send it to the police for DNA analysis. How would you like to have that job? If you get caught, you could be issued a fine for around $135.
Gross. I hate that. 5:55 right now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we finish up with some more good news, wacky and weird stories, and some movie news. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 also looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For tonight, we have decreasing clouds and a low of 75. It's 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 91. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. In wacky and weird stories, a plane crashed through the roof of a house in Georgetown, Texas on Sunday. So residents in the neighborhood said that they were shocked to see that three people on board the single-engine plane had survived. A witness said others had some cuts and some burns from walking on the roof, but the three seemed in good shape. They were taken to the hospital for treatment, but the house was not occupied, so no one was hurt.
Website using Google Trends data to determine the top three junk foods in every state. Here in Florida, the top three choices that we love are Nerds, Fruit Roll-Ups, and Oreos. Alabama's top three are Butterfingers, Skittles, and Pringles. Do you have any issues with any of those top threes in either states?
I would say Butterfingers is like the worst, worst candy ever.
I agree.
So I don't know how that made it. I like all the other ones. Nerds, as I mentioned last hour, normal Nerds I never eat, but Nerd clusters, they're like just little gummies with Nerds around them. So good.
I have not had those.
Addicting. So.
You said you're going to bring in some for me to try.
Yes.
I am still on my health journey.
I'm not trying to be a bad influence or anything.
Well, I like how, you asked me last hour, hey, you still doing, it's been 4 days. Yes, of course I'm doing it.
Hey, I've done less than that.
Check in. Yeah, well, yes, just honest, yesterday was not a great day for me. It was Sunday, I kind of pigged out a little bit. Although my defense is I didn't really have a choice because after church yesterday, I was informed that lunch was at the in-laws and that they were having spaghetti and garlic bread. And, I could not say no. And it was a fresh roll of the Italian bread from the Publix bakery.
Oh, yeah.
That we put the garlic and the butter on. It was just amazing. So I could not turn that down.
Today's a day of rest. You don't need a diet.
That's right. Good news. So a young boy was caught on a doorbell cam giving a random pep talk to a stranger, and he's going viral now. During his kind act, other kids tried to play ding-dong ditch on the house, and he still moves past it and continues on with his kind words. Here was how it sounded.
You can see me. Get out of here, bub. And you matter, all right? There's always going to be somebody that cares about you, and you're a good person. No matter what people say, you matter. Ignore them. They're losers. They're ding-dong ditching you. I'm just trying to say something nice. I don't know what they're doing. They're running away and stuff. I'm just trying to say that you matter, man. Or girl. Whoever you are, you matter to someone. Just keep that in mind. Don't forget that.
So that's how it sounded. A very nice gesture from the boy there.
Yeah, I think he should grow up and be a motivational speaker.
Absolutely.
So sounds awesome. Also, lastly, in some good news, McPherson College in Kansas only has about 800 students, but anonymously, a donor gave them $1 billion. So just part of a fundraising campaign where they pledged to give $2 to every $1 raised. Last fall, the school only had about $50 million. And now it's the largest endowment of any small college in the country, so over $1.5 billion.
I want to know who the donor was.
Right?
Yeah. 5:59, that'll do it for hour number two. Fox News, Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back in 12 minutes for a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.